good singing. Well, before we start, give us a crash report.
Banged up, but we're good.
Banged up, but good. Did it survive?
Somebody, the car or the deer?
Both.
The car survived.
Car survived. Deer didn't. Well, no one got hurt other than the deer. All right, we definitely got a lot to pray for here. House is full. I prayed about it, and I said, well, I'm going to try to give the church a treat tonight, so I'm going to preach on myself tonight. You know, in 36 years of ministry, you'll find this hard to believe, but I hadn't always been the sweet, kind person that you see. Now, you're laughing, but I'm going to tell on myself. There's a lot of young people growing up, young Christians. I want you to be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. But it's all about the heart. Attitude. I'm going to tell on myself, I was an obnoxious Christian at one time. Sure was. Luke chapter 18. We're going to start in verse number 9, and it says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican standing afar off, this verse has really helped me in the past personally. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Nathan, lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. I'm going to preach a little while tonight on been there and done that. You know, when I was getting into the ministry and I was already saved, independent Baptists, we talking about the real ones, rank. First thing you had to do, especially as a preacher, amen, is get your wife under subjection. Bless God, she got pants on, you got them off. She had an attitude, you got rid of it. I was footloose and fancy free. I had such a job that at a moment's notice, we could go out of town and go preach. Pick it. Little did I know that, I'll tell you what, and sometimes, and she's told me this since then, I don't even remember it, but I left her without even a ride to go get groceries. Bless God, but I had my wife under subjection. She had to go bum a ride to go to the grocery store. But I was obnoxious. You know why? I thought I had arrived. I had done arrived on the scene. But it's all over the camp. Everybody knew whose wife was under subjection. Little did they realize that I've come to realize that, listen, when you got a good godly wife, amen, we're not talking about perfect, but a good godly wife, she learns just like we do, men, how to act right and do right, amen. And there's very little pointing your finger making her line up. So if you got one tonight, you better thank God for her, amen. But I'm just letting you know where I was. Then off to jail I went for the cause of Christ. I spent a week, if you didn't know it, I spent a week in jail. We picketed Emmanuel Baptist Church in Little Rock, Arkansas for months. That's where Bill Clinton would come in and we'd preach to him from the sidelines, amen. Bill, you supporting the sodomite crowd? You going to a Baptist church? We'd like to have an ear with you, amen. Tried to do it biblical. They wouldn't have it. Me and the pastor and another associate crossed the line. And you know what? Those fellow Baptists put us in jail. I hated every bit of it. It was right to do, but I'm going to tell you what. Again, I thought I had arrived, bless God. I had my wife under subjection, and I've went to jail for the cause of Christ. If you didn't ever went to jail, you was a weak Christian, or you probably wasn't even saved. You getting the picture? You getting it? If I did it, you ought to be doing it. And feeding the homeless. Rain, shine, sleet, or snow, every Sunday we fed between 100 and 200 for years in Fort Worth. I'd arrived, puffed up. Look at me. You know what? If your ministry didn't feed the homeless, you were weak or you wasn't even saved, amen. But I'll tell you what, Daryl Flanagan done arrived. You getting the picture? Nursing home ministry. Great ministry. Bless God, but when I was doing the nursing home ministry, you either did it or you was weak or you wasn't even saved. You know why? Because I'd arrived. Wanted everybody to know it. Let's go on. Jailhouse ministry. I have too, brother. Bless God, I preached to them. I'm going to tell you that right now. I didn't sugarcoat it one bit. I'd arrived. Look at me. Look at me and what I'm doing. Great ministry, though. Where's your heart at? Where's your heart at? Tithes and offerings. Never had a problem with it. I think it's right to do. It is right to do. It's a sin if you're not tithing and give offerings. But look at me. That's one thing about that pastor that I went to. He taught you how to give way above your tithe. Taught you that. And if you didn't tithe, then it's one thing to tithe, but if you didn't give an offering, you was either weak or you was unsaved because Daryl was already arrived. You getting the picture? Holding signs and street preaching. Hundreds of times. I remember in Austin, looking down Congress Avenue with about 10,000 fags coming our way, and we had about 30 strong. I'd arrived until one of them muscled up dudes with a short skirt on got in my face and told me quick, "I'll tear you limb." That holding signs, we want your children, we recruit. By the grace of God, we got out of there after it was over. wants you in the middle of it, you there, buddy. But after it's over, old Daryl had arrived again. Look at me and what I done. Getting the picture? Conferences. I promise you there's not one or two people that's went to more than I have. When it was time to go, I didn't have a job holding me back. I went, amen. Nothing wrong with it. But you know what? In my eyes, if you didn't go to as many conferences as I did, you wasn't able to just fly at a moment's notice. You were either weak or you wasn't even saved. You just didn't quite add up in my eye. You getting the picture? I'm being honest with you tonight. Being honest. But can I tell you something? At my highest point in my mind, and I thought I was somebody, every day when I went home, amen, I still battled the flesh, amen. In reality, I hadn't arrived one thing. At my highest point, in my highest time in my life, when I was doing the most, it's but just the least I could do for the Master. It's not all about what I do. It's about the Master. You getting the picture here tonight? You can grow up and be just like me 38 years ago, or you can get it right now and realize that, let me tell you something, in a church this size, now listen, standards are still right, preaching is still right, morals are still right, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about your attitude and your heart in what we do and say, amen. What I'm talking about tonight. Don't do as I did. Do it for the right reasons, amen. There's plenty to do and there's plenty to go around. I've learned one thing. If I've learned one thing about a church, you cannot put everyone in the same mold. You just can't do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't do it. It takes individuals in a church to edify the Lord. You get what I'm saying? Even God in His Word says some evangelists, some preachers, some teachers. Everybody's different. There's some good people that will never hold a picket sign. Never. Never. There's some people that'll never go into the jailhouse, Brother Eddie. They won't do it, and even though it's a great ministry. There's some people that just absolutely flip out about the old folks' home. Mark's pointing to himself right here. It absolutely gives him the heebie-jeebies. Why, I don't know. But I'm no better than Mark is just because I will and he won't. See, my attitude was, look, bless God, if I'm doing it, everybody ought to be doing it on my time. You get what I'm saying? Because I was one of them obnoxious Christians. I've learned different. Not the fact that everything that was done wasn't done right. The fact is, it's all about the heart. You get what I'm saying tonight? It's all about your attitude. It's all about your motive. If we would come clean tonight, we've got more to do on our own lives, if you'll be honest. I don't care how much you do, you you're still having to deal with yourself. As I do. As I do. Man, the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The quicker we realize that even saved, we're a sinner saved by grace. It ain't my best times, and it's the most that I can ever do, but be just the least that we could do, amen? And not everybody's going to get on my horse, amen? You need to get on a horse, and you need to do something for the cause of Christ, if nothing else but being faithful down at the house of God. How about being a good amener, amen? How about being attentive and not sleep down at the house of God? That's a good one. You getting a picture tonight? Man, it wasn't so clear to me back then, because you know what? When you get to the point to where you've arrived in your mind, it won't matter that your wife ain't got a ride to go get groceries. It won't matter. You know why? Because you're always thinking about yourself and what you look like to the world. Instead of doing those same things and worry about what God thinks about us on the inside. See, but it's easy to hide that inside because nobody but God sees some of the things, some of the battles, some of the pressure that we go through in life. So the quicker we all realize that we're in this thing together, and it takes all of us to edify the church. And it didn't take much to do more than I'm doing, but God bless you. I'll pray for you and help you as much as I can. I want to leave you with something. First Corinthians 13:1. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, said that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and it is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. It's all about that heart, people. Listen, we could have the faith to move mountains, but if we have that without charity, it means nothing. The things we do better be with the right motive. And this is for me, because for years, it wasn't the right motive for me. Don't waste years, young adults. Don't waste any time on yourself and your vain glory, because it means nothing. Think on these things, and I promise you, it'll help you as it did with me. Brother David Rice, why don't you dismiss us?